Capital investment. Investment is spending on capital goods such as new factories, machinery, and vehicles. Much new investment includes advances in technology. Investment is an important component of AD, but it also has an impact on the supply side, and is a key factor driving the competitiveness of a country in a globalizing world. Most investment is done by private sector businesses, but a substantial amount of new capital is purchased by the government, state sector investment. Different types of investment. 1. Capital investment is spending on capital goods such as new machinery, buildings, and technology so that the economy can produce more consumer goods in the future. 2. A broader definition includes spending on improving the human capital of the workforce through training and education to improve the skills and competences of workers. 3. Infrastructure is spending on new sewers, roads, wind farms, telecommunications networks and ports. This can be done by the private and the public sector. Gross and net investment. Gross investment spending is the total amount that the economy spends on new capital. But this figure includes an estimate for the value of capital depreciation, since some investment is needed each year, just to replace technologically obsolete or worn-out plant and machinery. If gross investment is higher than depreciation, then net investment will be positive, and this means that businesses will have a higher productive capacity and can meet a higher level of AD in the future. Thus, gross investment, capital depreciation equals net investment. Economic importance of capital investment. Businesses often invest in new capital goods to exploit economies of large scale. Production. This, together with technological advances, is vital to improving the UK's competitiveness and to causing a shift in the country's production possibility frontier. In the short run, devoting more of a country's scarce resources to the production of investment might require a reduction in today's output of consumer goods and services. This would be shown by a movement along the PPF from point A to B. But if the investment is successful and leads to an increase in a country's productive capacity, then the PPF can shift out and allow an increased output of consumption goods to meet people's needs and wants in the future. This is shown by a movement from point B to point C, which lies on the new PPF. An outward shift in the production possibility frontier shows that there has been either an improvement in productivity or an increase in the total stock of resources available to produce different goods and services. The outward shift represents an improvement in economic efficiency. Capital investment is an important source of long-run growth. Investment and aggregate demand. Investment is a component of AD that is C plus I plus G plus X dash M. Businesses involved in developing, manufacturing, testing, distributing, and marketing the capital goods themselves stand to benefit from increased orders for new plant and machinery. A rise in capital spending will have important effects on both the demand and supply side, including a positive multiplier effect on national income. Demand side effects. Increased spending on capital goods affects industries that manufacture the technology/hardware/construction sector. Supply side effects. Investment is linked to higher productivity, an expansion of a country's productive capacity, a reduction in unit costs, for instance through the exploitation of economies of scale, and therefore a source of an increase in LRAS, trend growth. Investment and jobs. There are some investment projects that cost people their jobs. This is true when a business is looking to achieve greater efficiency and cost savings, perhaps by replacing labor with capital inputs. that said most new investment creates fresh demand for workers in producing, designing, and installing new plant and equipment, and in working with. One way to remember the importance of investment is to consider the three C's: capacity, costs, and competitiveness. Higher investment should allow British businesses to lower their production costs per unit, increase their supply capacity, and become more competitive in overseas markets. Quality of investment. A high level of investment on its own may not be sufficient to create an increase in LRAS. Since workers need training to work the new machinery and there will be time lags between new capital spending and the effects on output and productivity. Also, if there is insufficient demand, a growing capital stock may lead to excess capacity, putting downward pressure on prices and profits. Has the recession damaged the profits of UK businesses? In previous recessions in Britain, the profits of businesses large and small have taken a big hit, and have contributed to damaging cutbacks in employment. One of the interesting features of the most recent downturn is that corporate profitability has been resilient in the face of a contracting economy. Yes, there have been many high-profile causalities, notably in retailing and financial services. But the overall picture is that profits have stayed quite high. There appear to be several reasons. 1. Lower interest rates. Policy interest rates have been slashed to less than 1%, and, while this is largely irrelevant to those businesses paying a hefty premium above the base rate, the cost of financing for many borrowers has dipped compared to 207-08. 2. Quick action to control costs. Many businesses were quick off the mark in reducing inventories of finished products, raw materials, and semi-finished goods once it became clear that this recession would bite hard. The monthly number of redundancies soared, reaching over 10,000 per day in March 2009. 3. A cheaper pound. The 20% depreciation of sterling against most major currencies has given export businesses an opportunity to widen their profit margins. They have kept their export prices unchanged and simply taken a better margin on each sale. These profits provide a useful cushion for a fragile business sector as we step tentatively into the recovery. Tutor2U Economics Blog, May 2010. Key factors affecting capital investment spending. What are the main factors that affect how much businesses can commit to investment projects? 1. Interest rates. Interest rates affect the cost of borrowing money to finance investment. If the rate of interest increases, the cost of funding investment increases, lowering the expected rate of return on a capital project. B. Higher interest rates raise the opportunity cost of using profits to finance investment, that is, a business might decide that they can earn a better return by simply investing the cash. 2. The rate of growth of demand. Investment tends to be stronger when consumer spending is rising. Higher expected sales also increase potential profits. In other words, the price mechanism should allocate extra funds and factor inputs towards capital goods into those markets where consumer demand is rising. 3. Corporate taxes. A corporation tax is paid depending on the level of business profits. If the government reduces the rate of corporation tax, there is a greater incentive to invest. B. In the July 2010 budget, the new Chancellor, George Osborne, announced that the main rate of corporation tax will be cut from 28% to 27% in 2011, and by 1% annually for the following 3 years. The rate for small companies is also being cut from 21% to 20%. 4. Technological change and degree of market competition. In markets where technological change is rapid, companies may have to invest simply to remain competitive. A good example is the intense competition in the markets for smartphones. 5. Business confidence. When confidence is strong, then planned investment will rise. In contrast, during a downturn, many businesses may opt to postpone investment because they feel that demand will not be high enough to give them the rate of profit they need. 6. Social costs and benefits. In the public, government sector, a different set of criteria may be used. Typically, local and central government will use cost-benefit analysis when assessing the likely economic and social effects of investment. This is often used for infrastructure projects. Business investment and the economic cycle. When GDP growth is strong and inflation is under control, then business investment invariably picks up. There is often a time lag involved. It takes time for businesses to reach capacity constraints and give the go-ahead for new projects. And the completion of new investment schemes inevitably is subject to the risk of delay. A chart below shows what has happened to the real level of capital spending in the UK in recent years. Spending at constant prices indicates that the figures have been adjusted to take account of inflation. 1A1B1C1D1E1F1G2A2B2C3A3B3C4A4B4C4D5A. Key reasons for the fall in investment during the recession.